Hi guys, and welcome back to the deep dive with Suddenly Sane. So today is gonna be super short. I know I didn't record anything last week. I can't be blamed, to be honest. My sister got married last weekend, so it's been a bit hectic. So this is probably gonna be short and sweet and simple because the celebrations still continue. However, I will definitely do a live on the topic. And let's see if I can convince KG to do a live with me. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll have other people appear. But yeah, so let's jump right into it. Today, I want to talk about something that is really, really dear to me. And something that I've suffered from for a very long time. We're going to be talking about body dysmorphia. So what exactly is body dysmorphia? Body dysmorphia, when you Google it, is said to be a mental illness that makes you obsess over a perceived flaw. Whether it's actually a flaw or not is really, like, it might be something minor, but in your mind it's way bigger than it is, and it just makes everything difficult. Like, you start obsessing about how you look, you might avoid social gatherings, you might avoid, like, pictures, things like that. So I'm going to be talking about my battle with body dysmorphia. So anyone that knows me personally knows that I am pigeon-toed. So what does that mean? It means I walk inwards, or, well, to be honest, so really majorly, I think my left foot. Anyway, if you see me walking down the street, I walk inwards. So my feet kind of walk inwards. There's nothing wrong with it. So I've been to a chiropodist. Yeah, doctor for feet. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, child, but I think that's the name. And he was just basically like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's not anything that can be surgically fixed. Like, you're just extra flexible. Side note, I'm also double jointed in, I think, all of my joints. So I don't think that helps. And I'm flat footed. So triple threat. And it's funny, now I can laugh about it, but in my teenage years, I used to get bullied about this a lot. It used to be like a point of contention for me, because like people would mimic it and like make jokes. And I remember my mom used to like make me walk in like boxes, like square tiles on the floor, and she would make me walk up and down to make sure like I could walk straight. And I can. It's just that I have to think about it, whereas the average person just walks straight. I need to like remind myself to do it. And for the most part, I think it just makes me a little bit clumsy. Like, it doesn't actually affect me any way, shape or form, but I know it's been said to be a turn off. At least when I was a teenager anyway, people used to think it was gross. And it really affected like the way I perceived myself. You know, when you're, you know, as a child, like when you're like under 13, you're still like chubby. And I was like an early bloomer, so I got like breasticles before everybody else. So it was just a nightmare, really. Obviously now I've grown into my skin and stuff, so it's not as I don't actually think about it anymore. But I think every once in a while, if I'm walking into a new place or meeting new people, I would consciously make an effort to make sure that I'm walking like the normal quote unquote person. I think it's even just to make other people feel comfortable, because then I've had a teacher like stop me one time and scold me for walking like that and be like, oh, you know, if you're not careful, just, I don't remember what the lecture was about, you know, you can break something. I don't even know what he was on about, to be honest. It kind of phased me, went over my head. But it definitely was a struggle. It was a huge, huge struggle growing up to like battle that. I used to think nobody would ever want me because like I didn't walk like another person. And for the longest time, I wouldn't like walk in front of people. Like, I would always be the person behind everybody else because I didn't want anybody watching me walk. It's a habit that I'm still trying to break, because even every now and then in a big group of people, I would like make sure I'm like behind everybody. And, you know, people ask, and I don't think they ask in a bad way. I think it's just out of curiosity. So people would ask. Now I don't really care. I'll just straight up answer somebody. Before, I used to, like, make me cringe. I remember I would, like, cry all the time. Anyway, yeah. So I just want to tell people out there that are suffering from, like, any, like, supposed societal flaws, like this flaw society tells us that we don't fit in, like, you know, we're strangers, we're aliens. And I want to tell them that, you know, at the end of the day, at some point in time, we're gonna have to tell societies to screw themselves, because what you do is you're missing out on so many opportunities, you're creating a lot of anxiety for yourself. I want to say that's part of, like, the biggest reason why I have anxiety. Like, I used to have such huge image problems, and, you know, it cuts into a lot of things. At some point I developed an eating disorder, and, you know, it's because, like, I can be a control freak, and obviously I couldn't do anything about my legs. Like, it's not as if I could just go there and, like, try and beg my parents to get paid for surgery to get it fixed, because there's nothing to fix. Just some people are born this way. And I think for me, having to accept who I am was very, very tough. Like, I've seen a few therapists, and not just even for this in particularly, but in general. And I think it what also helps me is, fortunately, I've never been, like, the girliest girl ever. So part of me kind of just, like, threw that aside. Like, it was never, like, being pretty was never one of the at the forefront of my mind. So even when I would think, oh, okay, this boy doesn't like me because, like, I walk funny, I don't think it hits me as hard as it could have. And I think I should be very, very thankful about that, to be honest. But yeah, so I would tell people that are out there listening, young women and men, at the end of the day, the real people that respect you and reach you and you actually want in your life won't really care about, like, I don't even want to call it deformities, because I just think, you know, nobody is made exactly the same. And if you're a Christian, you know, they tell us that we're made in God's image. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. And I feel like you need to hold on to that, and you need to ignore the bullies. Just, you know, they're your haters. Like, why are they so focused? You know, the funny thing is, me particularly, I don't even notice. Like, I don't look down to look at what people are, how people are walking, or, like, what people are wearing. For me, it's the most bizarre thing in the world. But I understand other people might be like, oh, okay, I don't know if that's their thing. Maybe feet is their thing or whatever. So everybody has, like, the people that will love them in this life. Like, you need to realize that you might not be everybody's cup of tea, but guy, you are definitely somebody's, like, angel, somebody's, like, premium chocolate, like lint, like the best of the best, the hype of the hype. That didn't make sense. But yeah, you get what I mean. So I just want to let you know that, like, it's going to be hard. People are not always going to accept you. Maybe you'll never be voted most prettiest guy, most good looking guy, miss whatever state you're from or whatever. But at the end of the day, does it really matter? Like, does it? Like, are these things going to add money into your account? Okay, some of these competitions add money into your account. But the major fact of it is, right, if somebody cannot accept all of you, they shouldn't be in your life. And people that make fun of you because of you're not the norm also should not be in your life. And kids will be kids, unfortunately. People make fun of things they don't understand. So I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you. And, like, guy, trust me, don't let these things define you. Like, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. So yeah, that's it from me. This was longer than I expected it to be, but yeah. All right, guys. This was fun. I will see you next week. Bye.